B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph. We're going to start from the very first line of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Levi ikla lebovel. Levi came, he was visiting in Bovel. He came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. B'chatzar b'tishri. In Bovel, it was the 11th day of Tishri. Because in Bovel, they assumed that Elul only had 29 days. The 30th day of Elul became the first day of Tishri. And 10 days later was Yom Kippur, and this is now the 11th day later. However, what they didn't realize in Bovel was that they actually, the month of Elul had 30 days. And the first of Elul, the first of Tishri, was on the day 31 of Elul, so to speak, which means that what they thought was the 11th of Tishri was really the 10th of Tishri. It was really Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. And in the actual truth is that it was Yom Kippur, but in Bovel they didn't know. So Levi visited Bovel on Bovel's 11th of Tishri. Omar, and he said to them, Bosim tavshilo de Bavloi, the cooked dish of the Bavloim, is it tasty? B'yoy meraba on Yom Kippur de Marova in Eretz Yisrael? Today's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Are you enjoying your cooked dishes? It's Yom Kippur today. You have to be fasting. Omri late. So they said to Levi, Ashid, can you give witness? Can you testify that you heard the Beis Din saying on day 31, today is Rosh Chodesh? Did you actually hear Beis Din declaring when the first of Tishri was? Omer Luhu, he said to them, Lo shamati mipi Beis Din Mekudosh. I actually wasn't present in the Beis Din when they said Mekudosh. I wasn't where the Sanhedrin was sitting. And therefore they said, if you didn't hear it yourself, we're not committed to accepting what you're saying. And we're going to see more on this later on Daf Chof Aleph Omud Beis. Continues the Gemara. Machriz Rabbi Yochanan, another halacha. Rabbi Yochanan said that Kol Heicha de Motu Shluchei Nisan Veloi Motu Shluchei Tishri. We know that the Beis Din would declare which day was Rosh Chodesh, either day 30 of the previous month or day 31 of the previous month, would become the first day of the next month. And then the agents, the shluchim, the messengers of Beis Din, would go round to all the places as far as they could get to and tell them what day was Rosh Chodesh. That was the job of the shluchim. Now, these shluchim were not allowed to be mechalel Shabbos, nor were they allowed to be mechalel Yom Tov. That means on Shabbos or Yom Tov, these messengers were not traveling around. Now in Nisan, where the first Yom Tov of Nisan, in Nisan is the 15th, is Pesach. So you have more days for these shluchim to go around than in Tishri, because in Tishri, you first got Rosh Hashanah, you can't go around on Rosh Hashanah. You've got Yom Kippur, you can't travel on Yom Kippur. So that even though Sukkot is on the 15th of Tishri, but you have less days that one can go around telling people when Rosh Chodesh was regarding the month of Tishri than with Nisan. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Kol Heicha D'Motu Shluchei Nisan, those places that were that far away, that the shluchim, these messengers in the month of Nisan, would arrive there. V'loi Motu Shluchei Tishri, but the shlichim of Tishri who were missing a day would not arrive there. Le'avdu Tre Yoyma, they should practice 2 days of Yom Tov, even in Nisan. Even Pesach, where the shluchim would get there and say, we'll tell you exactly when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. Nonetheless, since in Tishri, Sukkot has to be kept 2 days because the shluchim don't get here and we don't know exactly what day is going to be, was the Rosh Chodesh Tishri. Therefore, Gezeira Nisan Otu Tishri, in order not to get confused and by mistake keep Sukkot and the Yomim Tovim of Tishri just 1 day, when really they have to keep 2 days, they said, even in Nisan, you should keep 2 days. Rabbi Aivu Bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, those two Chachomim, Iklu Lahu Asra, they were visiting, they chanced upon this place to have a Motu Shluchei Nisan Veloi Motu Shluchei Tishri. Indeed, it was a place which was far enough that in Nisan, the Shluchim could get there, but in Tishri not. V'ovdi Chad Yema. And in Nisan, they only kept 1 day Pesach, not 2 days Pesach, in contrast or contrary to what their Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, said. These two Chachomim, Rabbi Aivu and Rabbi Chia, they were disciples of Rabbi Yochanan. They came to a place, saw those people keeping just 1 day Pesach, and they didn't say anything to them. Shomer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan heard that the two Talmidim had been there and had seen the people not following Rabbi Yechanan's ruling and being silent about it. Ve'ikbid, and he was annoyed, he was upset, he had held reservation against his two Talmidim. Omar Luhu, and he said to these two Talmidim, Lav Omri Luhu, did I not tell you, Heichad Moti Shluchei Nisan V'lei Moti Shluchei Tishri, that in a place like that, where only the Shluchim of Nisan arrive, and not the Shluchim of Tishri, Le'evdu Trei Yoyma, Gzeira Nisan Oto Tishri, did I not tell you that there's a Gzeira, and even in Nisan they should keep 2 days Yom Tov of Pesach, just in order not to Chas V'Shalom get confused with the Yomim Tovim of Tishri? So that was how he voiced reservation against his Talmidim. Rava have a rogil to have a Yosef betanisa trei yoma. Rava was used to keeping Yom Kippur fasting for 2 days because he didn't know exactly which day was the first day of Tishri. Maybe Elul had 29 days, which it usually did, and maybe it had 30 days, which means that Yom Kippur could be the 10th of Tishri or maybe the 11th of Tishri in the event that Elul had an extra day. And just in order to make sure that he shouldn't chas v'shalom be eating on the real Yom Kippur. Zimna chode, once happened, ishtakach kavosei, that indeed he kept 2 days fast, and later he heard that indeed Elul had an extra day, had 30 days, and the second day of his fast was the real Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman Yosef betanisa kule yoma de kippure, it once happened that Rav Nachman was fasting on Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishri, l'urut in the evening, even before he managed to break his fast, Osa Hahu Gavra, this person came and said, Omarle, and said to him, Lemochor Yoimer Rabba B'Marova, that Elul had 30 days, and tomorrow is the 10th of Tishri, you have to fast tomorrow. You can't even break your fast now, you have to continue fasting another 24 hours. Omarle, so he asked him, Mehecha'at, where are you from? Omarle said to him, Midamria, from this place called Damria. Omarle, so what Rav Nachman said to him was, he was playing with the words of the place he came from. Damaria is Dam Tehei Achrisoi. Blood will be the end, which means Rav Nachman was saying that you're making me fast for 2 whole days. I don't know if I'll survive that. Koru Olei, and about this messenger who came and gave him the news, even before he could break his fast on what he thought was Yom Kippur, he said about this person, Kalim Hoyu Radfeinu, the people who are tracing us are very swift, which means you came so fast, I couldn't even break my fast of the what I thought was Yom Kippur before having to start the next day, which was the real Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, Sholach Leir of Huna Bar Ovin Lerova. Rav Huna Bar Ovin sent to Rovin, Katchozis, Demoshcho, Tkufas Teves, Ad Shitzar Benissan, etc. Before we read the words in the Gemara, we know that there's a lunar year, which is the 12 months that are marked by the moon, the new cycle of the moon, and you've got the solar year, which is the sun year, the year of the sun. Now, the sun year is split into 4 seasons. And one knows exactly how long each one is. We're not going into the calculations now, but there are 4 seasons, which we all know what they are. There's the winter, the summer, the autumn, the spring, and different countries might call them in different names, but those are the 4 seasons. Now we know that the month of Nisan, which is a lunar month, has to coincide with the Tkufa of Nisan. That means the season of Oviv, the season where the crops become ripe, the first crops become ripe, has to coincide with the month of Nisan. And we're soon going to see, it's learned from a pasuk, that the first 15 days of Nisan, the time of the month of Nisan, where the month is still progressing, so to speak, the moon is getting bigger every day, sometime within those 15 days, the season of the solar seasons, the season of Oviv, has to start. The season before Oviv is the season of before the season of Nisan is the season of Teves. If the Teves season is because of the calculations and how the lunar year and the solar year work together, if the Teves season extended beyond the 15th of Nisan, then we have an issue. So the truth is that if it's just one day over, if it's just the 16th of Nisan, then we can add an extra day to Adar, pushing Nisan 1 day over, And once Nisan is pushed one day over, then on the 15th, you'll still have the first day of the Nisan season of the solar year. That will be okay. But if the Teve season goes till the 16th of Nisan, which means that the Nisan season is only going to start on the 17th, so pushing off a day of Adar is not going to help, now we have a problem. What they're going to have to do is you're going to have to add a whole extra month of Adar, pushing Nisan a whole month forward, and then Nisan will clearly be within the season of the solar season called Nisan. Let's see this inside. Katchosis, if you see, the Moshchot Kufas Teves at Shitzar B'Nisan, that the previous season, or the one of Teves, extends till the 16th of Nisan, Ovro Lahu Shato, then you have to turn that year into a leap year. V'loy Tochushlo, and even though it's an opinion of a single opinion of Achirim elsewhere in Shas, even though it's the opinion of an individual, nonetheless, that is what you should follow. Dechsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Shmoyer Eschoydesha Oviv, you should guard the month where the first fruits are ripening. Shmoyer Oviv Shel Tkufa, make sure that the Oviv of the seasons, the spring season, which is the Nisan of the solar year, Sheyehei Bechoydesh Nisan, make sure it's within the first 15 days of the lunar month of Nisan. Continues the Gemara, Omalu Rav Nachman Lahanu Nechoyse Yama. Rav Nachman said to those sailors, the people in the boats, in the ships out at sea, Atun you, Delo Yudiyoso B'Kviyasa Deyarcha, that you don't know when the Rosh Chodesh was established, because you're not in a regular place where messengers can come. You're someplace out at sea. Kichazitu, he gave them a sign. He said to them, Kichazitu Siyaro, when you see that the moon, Demashlim, that Leyoyma, that it finishes shining at Netzachama, at Netz, at the end of the night, which means that the moon was shining the whole night until Netz, and then the moon only set with Netz. Then Be'iru Chamira, then if it's the month of Nisan, you can assume that that day is the 14th, that morning is the morning of the 14th of Nisan, and that morning you should make sure to destroy and burn any leftover chametz, as we all do on the day before Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Amos Mashlim, at what day in the month does the moon actually stay and can be seen until Netz? B'chameser, on the 15th of the month, not the 14th of the month, V'hanan me'arbeiser mevarinon. That sign would tell them when the 15th of the month is. We burn the chometz on the morning of the 14th, not on the 15th. So how does this sign work? Answers the Gemara, Leditu, for those seafarers, those sailors, the Megalulu Alma, that the entire horizon is revealed to them, there's no obstructions, they have the whole sea in front of them and nothing else, Me'arbeir Samashlim, they can already see, that means for them, the moon will, they will see the moon staying and shining until Netz, even on the 14th. And as soon as they get to that point, they know today is the 14th of Nisan, and you can burn the chometz. Says the next Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalalin Es HaShabbos. According to Minat Torah, they would, the Edim, we're talking here about the witnesses who saw the new moon either on the day of the 29th, or on the night of the 30th, or on the day of the 30th. Either way, they saw the new moon and they would rush to the Beis Din, to the Sanhedrin, and say, we saw the new moon today, day 30 of the previous month, is actually Rosh Chodesh, it's the first of the next month. So min ha-Torah, the Edim were allowed to be mechalel Shabbos in order to tell this, to reveal to the Sanhedrin that it was Rosh Chodesh. If they had to come from outside the Tchum, they were allowed to do that. However, the Chachomim said that all the other months of the year, since there's no Yomim Tovim in those months, therefore, the Chachomim said, there's no reason in the world to be Mechalel Shabbos. Maximum Rosh Chodesh will be the next day. It's only on those months that have biblical holidays in them, have Yomim Tovim, where we learn from a Pasuk that the Yomim Tovim have to be established on their real dates, which means try and make Rosh Chodesh on the day that the moon was first seen that month. And therefore, for those 2 months, which is Nisan and Tishri, in which we have Moyadim, we have Yomim Tovim, there the Chachomim said, we're going to follow the original biblical halacha, which is that the Edim are allowed to come and be Mechalel Shabbos for those 2 months. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalelin Es HaShabbos, Al Nisan ve'al Tishri. And now the Mishnah is, so to speak, going to give 2 explanations. The real one, the main one, is the second one. But first we'll see the first one. Shebohen shluchin yoitzim lesuria. Because it's important for the... because in these, let's first translate the words, the Gemara will discuss it more, because in these 2 months of Nisan and Tishri, the witnesses would leave and would go out to the far places, as far from Yerushalayim as possible, even reaching as far as Syria. And we'll soon see in the Gemara, but what was unique about these 2 months, because really the Shluchim would go out every month. More accurately, 6 months of the year the Shluchim would go out, as we've seen in a previous Mishnah. But here the Mishnah is saying, because these 2 months, there's something unique about the time that the Shluchim leave the Beis Din, therefore for these 2 months, Nisan and Tishri, it's very important for us to be able to let the Edim come at the soonest opportunity possible. That's the first explanation, which we'll only understand soon in the Gemara. And the second explanation is Ubehen Masaknis Hamoedos, because in these 2 months there are Yomim Tovim, and it's very important that the Yomim Tovim are set on the day which is the truly intended Rosh Chodesh, which is the day that the first day that the new moon is seen. Ukeshaya Beis Hamikdash Kaim. In the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mechalalin Af Al Kulan, then on all 12 months, the Edim would be Mechalal Shabbos to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to come to the Sanhedrin, to establish the new month, Mipnei Takonas HaKorban. Because there's a mitzvah, Chiyuv Min HaTorah, to bring a Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, in order that that should be brought on the day that is the first day that the new moon is seen, therefore they would be Mechal Shabbos to come and say, if day 30, this whole Mishnah is discussing, if day 30 of the previous month is a Shabbos. Day 30 is a Shabbos, so rush to the Sanhedrin, that they should know that today is Rosh Chodesh, and bring the Korban Tomid on time. Because if we do not establish today as Rosh Chodesh, then tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. They'll bring a Korban Tomid tomorrow. But the real day that should have been Rosh Chodesh is the day the new moon was seen, which is day 30, and therefore they were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come and give witness in Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Al Beis Chadoshim Vesu Loi. The first explanation that the Mishnah gave as to why the 2 months of Nisan and Tishri, the Edim, are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din, is because Shebohem Shluchim Yoitzim Lesuria. The literal translation meaning, because on these 2 months, the messengers go round and tell people when Rosh Chodesh is. Do they only go round for those 2 months? Or a Minu? We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Al Shisha Chadoshim Ashluchim Yoitzim. The messengers go out for 6 months of the year, whenever there's any point in the month where you have to know when Rosh Chodesh was, the messengers would go out. So if any time the messengers go out, the Edim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, why only Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalim Es HaShabbos? Omar Abaye said as follows, Hochik Omar, Al Kulon Shluchim Yoitzin Mibo'erev, Al Nisan Ve'al Tishri, Ach Yishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudosh. And we saw this already on Amud Aleph, and we have to understand what's going on here. Normally, the according to the letter of the law, when Edim would come and say, on day 30, we saw the new moon, either on day 29, or on the night of the 30th, the day of the 30th, we saw the new moon, and on the third, now, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, that's what would happen. If day 30 is not Rosh Chodesh, then day 31 is by default Rosh Chodesh, because a month never has more than 30 days. So day 31 is the latest time, which is going to be the first day of the next month. Now, very often, then the only way that you can know that it's Rosh Chodesh is when Beis Din testify and say, we saw the new moon. However, if no Edim came at all on day 30, then even without any Edim whatsoever, we know on a 100% absolute level, day 31 is going to be Rosh Chodesh. By default, it must be Rosh Chodesh. When do Beis Din say Mekudosh? They don't do that at night. You can only ever declare Rosh Chodesh during the day. So if no Edim came on day 30, then technically speaking, we all know that tomorrow, day 31, is going to be Rosh Chodesh, even though Beis Din haven't done that yet. So the Shluchim could really set out on their way on the night of the 31st and tell everybody, day 31 is going to be Rosh Chodesh. It must be, because we know that day 30 wasn't. So then really the Edim could leave before it was even declared Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, on day 30, on a cloudy month, yeah, you will never know that today was Rosh Chodesh till the Edim come and say, we saw the new moon. But what happens if it's a clear sky and everybody saw, either on day 29 or even on the night of the 30th, everybody saw the new moon? It was not like something that you could just about see and hope that two kosher witnesses will come and testify in Beis Din, in Sanhedrin. Now, if everybody sees the new moon, then even though it's a process of receiving the Edim and being Mekadosh the Chodesh, but really you can take it for granted day 30 is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Edim could technically already leave on the night of the 30th and tell everybody day 30 is going to be Rosh Chodesh, not day 31, even though it hasn't actually happened. However, on the exclusion to this is Nisan and Tishri. Since Nisan and Tishri have all the Yomim Tovim in them, it's absolutely necessary that the Edim were not allowed, the Shluchim, the messengers were not allowed to leave to tell people when the new month was until they actually heard it themselves from Beis Din. And this is in order to avoid confusion. Now, it's true that as far as day 31 is concerned, there's nothing to be confused about. It should always be okay for them to leave on the night of the 31st, because if Rosh Chodesh wasn't on the 30th, it must be on the 31st. But if we allow them to leave before they actually make a Rosh Chodesh, then maybe the next time round, when on day 29, it's very, very clear that there's a moon, a new moon, they might also think we can leave before Beis Din say it. And really, that's not okay. Because since these are the Mu'adim Min HaTorah, you're only allowed to leave and start telling people when you're 100% sure it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, the whole world might have seen the new moon on the 29th or the night of the 30th, but you don't actually know on a 100% level that day 30 is Rosh Chodesh until Beis Din actually declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, on day 30 of the previous month, you always have to wait till Beis Din actually say Mekudesh. And in order not to get confused, we say even day 31, do not leave and start telling people when Rosh Chodesh is until you've heard the Beis Din actually say Mekudesh. So that's unique to Nisan and Tishri, that it doesn't matter about what you know and assume, you cannot leave until you hear the Beis Din. All the other months, if you can be quite sure that it's Rosh Chodesh, either day 31 in the event that 30 didn't become Rosh Chodesh, or even day 30 when there's a clear moon seen by all, then you could already leave and tell people when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. That's the background of what's going on here. So now let's try and backtrack. We're talking here about Nisan and Tishri. Let's talk primarily now about Nisan. Take Nisan. And we're talking here about Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Day 30 of the previous month was on a Shabbos. And now let's see what's going to happen. If the Edim are going to quickly rush, they'll be Mechalel Shabbos and come and tell the Beis Din, today is Rosh Chodesh. When are they going to make Rosh Chodesh? They're going to make Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, on Lamed. The Lamed of the previous month is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So the first of the month is going to be Shabbos. When are the Shluchim going to leave? We're going to talk now about Nisan, not Tishri. When are the Shluchim going to leave? They can't leave on Shabbos because the Shluchim never Mechalel Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, which is the night before the second of the month already, Sunday is already, Beis is already the second of Nisan. So the night of the second, they're going to leave. They're going to go around and start telling people, they're going to disperse as far as possible and say, Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so they're going to travel on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's from Beis Gimel Dalet Hevav Zayin. Until Zayin of the month, they're going to travel. The 8th of the month is Shabbos, they're going to rest. And then from the Tes, which is the following Sunday, they're going to continue traveling till the next Friday, which is Yud Dalet, which is Erev Pesach. And the following Shabbos, if Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, then 2 weeks later on Shabbos will be Pesach. So how many full days do these messengers have to go round? They have 12 full days to go round. What's going to be if the two witnesses are not going to be Mechalel Shabbos? And they're not going to come to Beis Din on that Shabbos. And what will happen then? The Adar will have 30 days. And when will Rosh Chodesh Nisan be? On day 31, it's going to be on the Sunday. So the Beis Din, so now that the, when are Beis Din going to say that it's Rosh Chodesh? During the day, on day 30, on day 31, on that Sunday. We just said the halacha is that in Nisan and Tishri, the messengers cannot go out before they've heard Beis Din saying Mekudesh. So even though on Motzah Shabbos, which is not Rosh Chodesh, we said the Edom didn't come, so they know on Motzah Shabbos that Sunday must be Rosh Chodesh because it's day 31 of Adar. But the halacha is you cannot go out until you hear Beis Din. So you have to wait the whole evening, the whole night, the messengers can't go out. You wait till the morning, till the Sanhedrin sit and say, Mekudesh, today is Rosh Chodesh. And then they can leave. So we've lost the whole night and they can actually leave in the day of the first on Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, they can't leave on Shabbos. They can only leave on Motzah Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, Sunday morning, as soon as Beis Din make it Rosh Chodesh, they can leave straight away. So it would feel as if you even have more days to travel than if Rosh Chodesh would have been on Shabbos. Because if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, they start traveling at the end of Aleph, the end of the first day. Here they can start traveling on the morning of the first day. That's all fine and good. Look on the calendar. If Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, then if Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, when is Yom Tov going to be? Yom Tov is going to be on Sunday, which means on 2 weeks later on Sunday is going to be Pesach. So the day before that Sunday, Erev Pesach, Yud Dalid Nisan, is going to be on Shabbos. They can't travel at all. So if you work it out, they're only going to have 11 and a half days to travel. You're going to have, in that second week, you're going to have that second week, which is going to take you from Ches Nisan till Yud Gimel Nisan. And you have the first week, which is going to be from the middle of Aleph until Vav. You're only going to have 11 and a half days. And we don't want that. We want to have as much time as possible. So you should be able to get as far as possible to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. And that's what the Mishnah means here. That the reason we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos and say that Lamed, which is Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh, is in order to gain that extra half a day, the extra 12 plus 13 hours in the day to be able to go around and tell even more people that it was Rosh Chodesh. Let's see that inside. Omar Abaye Hochak Omar, Al Kulon Shluchim Yotzim Bo'erev. On all the other months, the Shluchim can leave in the night already, if you know that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh the next day. However, Al Nisan Val Tishri, Nisan and Tishri, Achi Yishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudosh. You can only go when, the messengers can only go out when you hear Beis Din. And the truth is that the same would be true regarding Sukkos, that you have less days. But in Tishri, in any case, you have a little bit of less time because of Yom Kippur. But the difference of when Shabbos is going to be is also going to make a difference as to whether Erev Yom Tov is a day that you can travel or Erev Yom Tov is not a day you can travel. If Shabbos was on, if Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, then Yom Tov is going to be on Sunday. Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, they can't go around. Tanya Namihoch, we saw a brisa to this effect. Al Kulon Yotzin Mibarev, on all the months, you can leave either on the night of the 30th, if it's 100% sure that the new moon was seen, or on the night of the 31st, if no witnesses came on the 30th. Al Nisan Val Tishri, Achyishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudosh. On Nisan and Tishri, the messengers only go out once you hear the Beis Din explicitly saying Mekudosh, and that is the reason that we allow them to come. And Bimechal Shabbos is in order to gain the extra day that the Shluchim can go around and tell people exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Minayin Shemechal Limaleinis HaShabbos. From what, where would we see in the Pasuk that one's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on these months for the Edim to come and testify? Talmud Leimah says in the Pasuk, Eile Moyade Hashem, these are the Yomim Tovim, Asher Tikru Oysom, Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Oysom B'moy Adom. That you will call them, so to speak, you will declare them, you'll keep them on at the right time. Says the Gemara, Yochel, I may have thought that Kishem Shemechalim Achi Iskadshu, in the same way as you can be Mechal Shabbos for the Edim to come to make sure that Rosh Chodesh is declared on the right day. Kach, so too, the Shlichim, the messengers, Mechalim, can be Mechal Shabbos Achi Iskaimu to travel as far and wide as possible, that people should actually keep Yom Tov on exactly the right day. And you can only do that if the messengers come and tell people when Rosh Chodesh is. Talmud Leima says, no, Asher Tikru Oysam. The pasuk is talking about when designating the months. Al Kriosam, on designating when the real Yontov is, Ata Mechalel. That's when you can be Mechal Shabbos, and you do that by being Mechal Shabbos to give the testimony. V'yata Mechalel Al Kiyumon. But after it's been declared and been designated when Yom Tov is, to be Mechal Shabbos, to go around, to make sure that people are keeping Yom Tov on the designated day, that we have no source for that, and indeed the Shluchim are not Mechal Shabbos, only the Edim. Continues the Gemara. Ukeshaya Beis HaMikdosh Kaim, the final statement in the Mishnah, when the Beis HaMikdosh was still existing, then Mechalin Af Al Kulam, then the Edim would be Mechal Shabbos on all the months to be able to come, Mipnei Takonas HaKorban, to make sure they would bring the Korban Musaf on the first, on the right time. Tonu Rabbonon, Barishayno Hoyu Mechalin Af Al Kulam. At first, they would be Mechal Shabbos min HaTorah, the Edim were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to come and tell the Beis Din on all the months when the Rosh Chodesh is, and if day 30 was a Shabbos, they would be Mechal Shabbos, they would come from outside the Tchum, they would do what it takes to come to Beis Din, to the Beis HaMikdosh, and give Eidus. Mishachorav Beis HaMikdosh, when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, Omalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, V'chiyesh Korban? There's no more Korban Musaf, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. His skin also, he decreed, Sheloyu Mechalin, that the Edim would only be Mechal Shabbos, Elo Al Nisan Vel Tishri Bilvad, as we saw in the Mishnah. And this is the first of the nine decrees which we're going to see in Maseches Rosh Hashanah from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made nine decrees. This is the first one, and later on we're going to see in the Gemara, later on in Daf Lamed, in the fourth Perek, we're going to see the other eight. Continues the next Mishnah. Bein Shanira Be'alil. Irrespective of whether the new moon was very clearly visible, and then we can assume that many other people would have seen the new moon as well. Bein Shaloi Nira Be'alil. Or if the new moon was not seen clearly, Mechal Lin Olav Es HaShabbos, the Edim are allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. The Edim don't say, oh, probably in the same way as we saw the new moon so clearly, probably people close by also saw it clearly. Why should we be Mechal HaShabbos? No. The Tanakhama say that be Mechal HaShabbos, at least for these 2 months, as we saw before, that you can be Mechal HaShabbos. Rabbi Yossi argued and said, Im Nira Be'alil, if you saw the moon very clearly and it's comfortable to assume that other Edim who do not need to be Mechal Shabbos could come and give testimony, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Maisa, there was an incident which follows what Rabbi Yossi held, where there were 40 pairs of Edim that were coming to testify that they'd seen the new moon on Shabbos. V'ikvam Rabbi Akiva b'Lud. Rabbi Akiva detained them in Lud and said, you're not allowed to travel any further to Yerushalayim. It's Chilul Shabbos, it's too far away. It's not necessary. Everyone saw the new moon. You don't need to go. Sholach l'Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message and responded, Im ma'akiv atem es harabim. If you're going to detain the public on their way to giving testimony, nimtzes machshilon la'osid lovoy, you're going to cause them to be neglectful in the future. And then they're going to say, I'm not bothering to set out on a journey. They're just going to stop us midway. We're not going to go. And that's not good. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, whenever Edim are traveling to give testimony, allow them to reach their destination and to go. Says the Gemara. My mashma dehai alil. The Mishnah used an interesting term. Bein shanira be'alil. Alil means you can see it clearly. Where do we see reference that the word alil, dehai alil, lishna demigli? That it's the term used for clarity, the miglihu, that it's that you can see something clearly. Omar Bavo answered Omar Kro. There's a pasuk that says Amorais Hashem, Imarais Hashem, the words of Hashem are Amorais Tahiris, are pure words. Kesef Tzoruf, they are like purified silver. Ba'alil Laoretz, it's clear to the land. Mezukok Shivasayim, and has been refined sevenfold. So you see that the Pasuk in Tehillim uses the word Ba'alil as in being refined, purified, and clear. Continues the Gemara, and Rav and Shmuel are now discussing the last few words, Mezukok Shivasayim, which means that it's been refined sevenfold. There's something about some revelation and some clarity about Hashem, the Imreis Hashem, the words of Hashem, that a clarity that reveals itself sevenfold. Sevenfold seems to be 7 times 7, which is 49. So it seems that there are 49 levels, and that's the maximum that one can understand the Imreis Hashem, the words of Hashem. So Rav Shmuel, they both said, well, Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar once said, Chamishim Shari Bino Nivro Oilam. There are 50 gates of understanding that were created in the world. V'kulam nitnu l'Moshe, and all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chosar Echod, besides for one of them. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Ches, V'techasreyu me'at me'elikim, V'chovoid v'hodor ta'atreyu, which means that from Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding of godliness, of Hashem, there was me'at, there was one little thing missing, something small that was missing. And what was that missing? That was the 50th shar, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the highest level of understanding by possible by humans, managed to reach, at least in his human existence here on earth, he managed to receive 49. That's the Shiva Sayim we mentioned before, the sevenfold, the 49 gates of understanding. Now there's a pasuk in Keheles that says, "Bikesh Keheles limtzoi divrei chayfetz." Keheles, which is Shlomo HaMelech, he sought to find divrei chayfetz, the words of delight. The chosuv yosher divrei emes. The pasuk continues that the chosuv yosher divrei emes, which means the words of truth, are recorded properly. And which seems to be there was some type of a dialogue. Keheles wanted something, he tried to attain something, and he sought to attain something, but because of Yeshua Divrei Emes, he couldn't. Let's try and understand that. Bikesh Keheles liyos kemoshe. Keheles, which is Shlomo, wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yotza baskel. And a heavenly sound sounded v'omro lo and said to him, the last four words of this pasuk, the chos of Yeshur divrei emes, that the words of the Torah, which have been properly recorded, and what's it say in the Torah? V'leikom novi oid b'Yisrael k'moshe. There's never going to be a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not possible to have understanding on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was one opinion, either of Rav or of Shmuel. The Chad Omar, the other opinion was that Benevim Loikom, that it's true that Loikom Novi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, that in Klal Yisrael there would never be a prophet like Moshe. So none of the prophets could reach Moshe Rabbeinu's level of understanding. But B'Melochim, but with kings, come, it could well be. So it could well be that Shlomo HaMelech, and that's what he thought, he said, no, I, even though I'm not a prophet, I'm a king, and therefore I can reach the levels of Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding, 49 levels, and that's the Bakish Keheles, that he Bikesh Keheles, Limtzei Divrei Chayfetz, he sought to have that level of understanding like Moshe Rabbeinu. Elomani Mekayim. So what does it mean? Bikesh Keheles Limtzei Divrei Chayfetz. If indeed kings could attain the same level of understanding as Moshe Rabbeinu, then why are they using the words Bikesh as if he just sought to understand them but didn't actually manage to understand them? Mani Mekayim Bikesh Keheles Limtzei Divrei Chayfetz. Says the Gemara, there was a as far as understanding was concerned, according to this opinion, he did reach the 49 levels of understanding. However, there was something he wanted to do, he sought to do, and that he couldn't do. What did he sought to do? Bikesh keheles lodun dinin shebelev. He wanted to make judgments from the heart. Shalei be'edim, without the testimony of witnesses, the shalei be'astro, and without the person who is being judged having received appropriate warning, which is also something given and done by the edim. That's what Shlomo HaMelech wanted to do. He wanted to, with his heart, to make judgment. Yotza baskel. This is what the heavenly court called out and said those last four words, V'chos of Yeshur Divrei Emes, that you have to look what it says in the Pasuk, in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? The Torah says, Al Pishnaim Eidim Oishloisha Eidim Yumas Ameis, V'lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echod, that you can only judge based on witnesses. It doesn't matter what you feel in your heart. If witnesses come, then you listen to the testimony and you judge, otherwise not. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva detained 40 sets of witnesses that were going to testify on the new moon. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argued with what seems to be the Tana of our Mishnah, and says, Chas v'shalom Rabbi Akiva ikvon. It cannot be that Rabbi Akiva would have detained these people. Elo Shazfar, which was the name of an official, Roisho shel Gadar, who was the official, the head of this place called Geder, ikvon, he was the one that, he was a prestigious and powerful person, and he was the one that detained those 40 sets of Edim. V'sholach Rabbi Gamliel, not like we saw in our Mishnah, that it seems that Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva that you shouldn't have stopped them. No. Here the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, that it was Rabbi Akiva who sent a message to Shazfar, who was the one who detained the witnesses, v'yiridu migdulosa, and actually took away his position from him, and said, you should not have done that, and because you stopped these, you detained these witnesses, you're going to lose your job. And that's what happened. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to carry on from here.